Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Because you've got a very special guest, Emma Lawrence.
I certainly do. Paul Gallen, how are you feeling? I imagine it would have been a big night, a few drinks celebrating.
Yeah, well, it was a big night. I haven't had a drink for a long time, so I did enjoy myself last night. I actually just checked my Instagram account and Dan Ganane won a fair bit of money on me, I saw.
So did you?
He thanked
Mr.
me for Ganane. That, so I'll have to get a drink off you one day, Dan, that's for sure.
Yeah, but, I said I would.
Yeah, no, you did say that. You said you'll shout for coffee next. But no, look, I feel good. It's a whole lot nicer to come out here tonight with a win, and obviously not too many bruises or feeling too sore. I've got a headache for a few too many drinks, not because I was punching the head too many times.
Hey, Gal, Gertie, mate, congratulations. Were you a little bit surprised? I mean, mate, anyone that knows you knows how you prepare for a fight, knows how you take things seriously. You only need to look at your career in the NRL. Were you a little bit surprised at maybe a little bit of the contempt that he might have taken into the fight?
No, I wasn't surprised. I knew that he thought he was just going to walk through me. That's the reason he took the fight. You know, he's had other big fights offered to him in Australia and he hasn't taken them. Look, he's after the payday now, and I knew that's why he thought he was just going to walk through me. I really did feel that, but I prepared really well, and I suppose it's easy to say now. I knew I was going to knock him out, but I did really think to myself all day yesterday, I'm going to beat him in the first round. I don't know why I thought it. I didn't think I had the power to do that normally, but I just had enormous confidence in what I'd done, and I just said to myself, well, I'm going to knock him out in the first round, and it happened. And I know it's easy to say now, because let me tell you, I was still really, really scared before the fight. I had a lot of fears, and all the emotions that are normally there were there, but obviously now really relieved.
Which was the best shot? Did you feel the best shot that got him?
Yeah, I think I got him. I got him in the ear.
The overhead.
Yeah. And I worked on that punch. My trainer, me and Graham Shaw, worked on that for about 5 or 6 weeks. And he actually came in the change about the end of it, and he said that's the one that wrecked him, because he said he still couldn't hear out of his ear, and it just knocked all his balance out, his equilibrium, and that was gone. So he couldn't hear out of it, and as I said, he just wasn't able to balance. And when I seen the replay, he was wobbling all over the place.
That is a great venue down there, and I reckon maybe 70% of the crowd is with him, 30% with you. That wouldn't have bothered you, but when they sense a knockout, they're 100% with the guy who is about to deliver the knockout. The noise they made was incredible. What is the exhilaration like at the end of a fight as compared to the exhilaration at the end of a big game when you've just won?
Oh, you know what? They're both very similar, to be honest. You train so hard to try and get that result, so I've got to say they are similar, but obviously with boxing, it's more individual, so it's, I suppose, a little bit more sense of achievement there on your own, because you haven't had to rely on anyone else, and you know how hard you've trained to get to the point you're at to get that win. So, mate, I'm not going to say it's better than rugby league, because no, rugby league was my chosen sport and the sport that I love, and you know, winning premierships and playing for my country and for New South Wales will always be the highlight of my sporting career, but I'm enjoying what I'm doing at the moment.
Tell us about your trainer, Gal Shorey. He's ex-Dean Gill trainer. He's a beautiful man. Tell us how much influence he's had on your boxing career.
Yeah, he's had a huge influence. I've been with him for all but one fight, so he's just really simple and wants to get the basics right. And you know, the more boxing I do, the crapper I know I am, because it's just, there's so much to it. Like, people don't understand the footwork involved and the way you got to turn your hips into punches and just use your whole body rather than just using your arm. And every time I train with him, he teaches me that every single day. So he's been fantastic for me. And can't thank him enough. He came up with that plan to use that overhand right on Lucas last night. And as I said, we dead set trained for 5 or 6 weeks, go the body, then overhand with the right. And, you know, it worked.
All right, we better let you go. You've got to work for 9, and we've got to call a game here. Mate, I tribute myself for yelling, finish him. And I think you heard that, and that helped you get the job done. So well done.
Thanks, guys. See you after.
It is amazing. A crowd. I'm serious about that. So 70% with Brown. He was getting booed, Gallen, but as soon as they censored,
I smell blood.
5,000 people. Yeah. Finish him!
Yeah. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.